boys, hit man. You gotta hit the band. You got to
faster than a record with a bullet. More powerful than Bertha Butt. Able to reach the charts in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a super sound.
Everybody clap your hands. Allow me to introduce myself. They call me Mrs. DJ. I got my name in the Hall of Fame by the DJ rhymes I say now. Parental discretion is advised. We're gonna take this trip aloud. Say the words I speak are very true. They're recommended by a triple crowd. You see, if you want to know what moves my soul or shakes inside my brain, I got this beat I can't control and it's driving me insane. I got 18 years experience, I'm the master of karate. Said I don't nobody mess with me and I don't mess with nobody. At the age of one, I was having fun, I was listening to the disco beat. At the age of two, I was doing you on turntables one and two. I've been number one all my life and I've always played the Dutton. Said I got more rhymes in the back of my mind than Alice said he's got cousins. To the max, to the max, to the front, to the back. Put your foot on the rock and back your foot. Don't stop, put your foot on the rock. I've got a style that's all my own. You got Lady B on the microphone. I'm no Perry Johnson or Butterball. I just stopped by to freak out you all. I got a little black book with 1,000 pages, with a listing of men that range from all ages to the beat, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Don't stop. I said Jack and Jill went up the hill to have a little fun. But stupid Jill forgot the bill and now they have a son. The pot was a hot, the corn wasn't on, the butter didn't melt to the crack of dawn. I said you bring the butter and not bring the salt. If you don't freak then it ain't my fault. Said a hip hop, a hip hip a hop, hip hip dibby 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 bop. I said a hip a hop, but don't stop baby, don't stop baby, don't stop. Say do it good. Just do it, there ain't nothing to it. It's Lady B in the disco floor. City hip hop, but don't stop. We're gonna shock the house. I'm a mean, I'm a queen, I'm a sex machine. Not the shape, the wrinkles out of straight legged feet. I'm gonna tell it to you once, tell it to you straight. I'm the baddest politician since Watergate. Yes, sure, I'm in the house. Yes, sure, what it's all about. I go down, go down, go down, go down. Uh-oh, I go down. From coast to coast, DJ's the man. He said he's the one with the master plan. He's pleasing ladies day to day. And this is what my man would say. I'm listed in the yellow pages all around the world. And I'm wanted by the cops and the FBI for bugging out you sweet young girls. Sweet ladies, young ladies, just the ones that I don't see. If I don't get a chance to freak with you, I leave your telephone number with me, you see. Cause I'll call you up 1,000 times at the crack of dawn. If your mama don't mind, to the beat, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Don't stop. Saying north, east, south, west. Said Lady B from the rock, the best. I said the B, I said the DJ's funky beat. Lady B, as you know, I will rock you on your stereo. I'm no John Travolta, no Farrah Fawcett. I run more miles than a Tony Dorsett. To the B, I said the DJ's funky beat. I said take out your ballpoint pens and jot down these lines again. Said it'll be so fine, it'll blow your mind. Way up your back and down your spine. I just do it. I just do it. I know a man with a golden voice. He has everything he needs. He's got 2 limousines and 1 Rolls Royce that travels at the fastest speed. Said Reverend Knights on the mic. A Clark Gable's on the turntable. Mickey Mouse gonna build a house. And Donald Duck don't give a. I say what? I to the beach, y'all. I said, if it's a diver, oh, socialize. I said, come on board, I make my nature rise. Let's free. Let's free. rock your body, rock it faster. I got a friend, he's the grandmaster. He'll rock your soul, control your mindset. This is one of the master's lines. Me and Superman had a fight. I hit him in the head with some kryptonite. I hit him so hard, he went insane. I guess who's busting out Lois Lane? It's him, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. He's busting out Lois Lane. I said a hip hop, a bop, a bop, a bop, bop to the I got it like that to the beat, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Don't stop. I'm saying when I die, I bury me deep. I plant two turntables at my feet. I put my mixer in my head so when you close the casket, I can rock the dead to the beat, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Let's freak. Say hip hop, a hip hip hop hip. Hip dippy 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 bop bop. I said a hip hop, I don't stop, baby, don't stop, baby, don't stop. I said a beat, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Don't stop.
Start to get hazy. Clean out your ears and you open your eye. If you want to hear the music, just come alive. If you don't know how, get ready to learn. Cause Cosmo's taking his turn to burn.
Take the C and O and the C, then you add M-O and the freaking D. Add a broken beat and little, what do you see? It's Cosmo D, yeah, baby, that's me. I've got the beat, but that's oh so sweet. Without me rocking, it's incomplete. So rock this, yo, rock that, yo. Rock on and don't you dare stop. You rock this, rock that, and that's a fact. Go to jam on crew.
Right. so naturally. I said, now that you've learned the deal, let me tell you why I'm so for real. I'm Cosmo D from outer space. I can do rock for the human race. I do it right because I can't do it wrong. That's why the whole world is singing this song.
Jam on it.
I jam on it. I say jam, jam on it. As day turns to night and night turns to day, whatever time it is, I want to hear you say.
Jam on it.
I jam on it.
Jam on is the funky beat that takes control, with the sure shot baby that'll rock your soul.
Jam on it.
Jam on it. I said jam, jam on it. Get out of your seat and jam to the beat, and don't you dare stop your early morning.
Jam on it.
To let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a friend of me. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer. The tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. It's serious as cancer. Who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up, freeze, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns and paragraphs based on you. And you're all be DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to East Saint play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge, be a hold a record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm C, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily, so pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it, fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the arse, so stop yelling, save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a rectifier. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I get furious quick, and I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple stage darkness. When it get dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.
Mr. Busta Rhymes.
Feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go. Mr. Rhymes, how you doing today?
I'm good, I'm good. How you feeling today?
I'm doing great.
Wait, wait, wait. Can I say this before you start this interview?
Yeah, sure. What?
I just want to say I'm a huge fan. Congratulations on all of your success. You're doing an amazing job. And we love you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, guys, Mr. Rhymes is from Brooklyn, but he is also Jamaican. So, shouts out to Jamaica.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, how did your West Indian culture influence you as an artist?
The West Indian culture influenced everything from how I dress to how I perform with the high energy. I got a lot of my style from, like, this artist that was really, like, legendary in the dancehall culture back in the days, like Papa San, Lieutenant Stitchy, Admiral Bailey, Shaba Ranks, Tiger, Professor Nuts, the list goes on. Lecturer, Ninja Man, you know, even Vibes Cartel, who's currently the number one dancehall artist in the world. A lot of my influence, though, just as hip-hop, came from, you know, like the forefathers, like Cold Crush Brothers. I really, really paid close attention to Grandmaster Caz from the Cold Crush Brothers. I wanted to be everything like him. I wrote my first rhyme trying to copy the big words and the word patterns and the flows that LL Cool J used to do. And Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five. I got a definitely bigger Run DMC, Curtis Blow, Beastie Boys, Public Enemy. The list goes on. So it's been a lot of influence from the West Indian culture, but you know, my real infrastructure and outline on how to represent hip-hop, it came from a lot of the dudes from here.
That's a long list of people.
Wait. I got to big up Slick Rick, who is also strongly influenced by West Indian culture as well, and England and the U.S., so big up Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh as well.
Definitely, and I can definitely see how all those people from your long list influence how you like your stage presence is and how much high energy you have. I mean, just saying, you have a lot of energy, and your energy is just like dancehall artists.
Thank you so much. Nah, I really, really pull from that inspiration. My whole family is Jamaican, so, you know, even outside of the stage, my mother is full of energy. My father was full of energy. My brothers is full of energy. My kids is full of energy. So it's just a part of the culture, a part of the upbringing, and a part of the environment. So this is what I'm a product of.
Definitely. And you guys have a lot of energy. I mean, I even see it in your lyrics.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I hope you like my lyrics.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. So you're known for your innovative rapping style and energy. Yes. So how does separating yourself from trends help you become successful as a musician?
I think a lot of my success, I got to attribute to hard work, being consistent, being determined, being committed. Like, a lot of the times, it's almost like you got to be crazy about how much you believe in yourself, because nobody's going to believe in you more than you believe in you. And you got to believe in yourself so much that it's almost like it looks crazy to other people, because before the success, you look crazy. You almost look like, why you so stuck on yourself? That's because you got a vision, you got a plan, you got a passion, and you're not going to let nobody stop you from pursuing that. And that's really what it was, like that belief and that self-confidence. And I got to give a lot of that to, I attribute a lot of that to my mother, my father, and the incredible influences I had around me. I definitely felt like I was on the right track, because I was hearing from the people that I cared about, that they was proud of what I was doing. They saw potential in what I was doing, and I needed to keep going. And just being patient and staying committed, I was fortunate enough to see the blessing come to fruition and really manifest and become a reality.
Well, I can definitely agree with you, and I feel like you had so many people in your life to help you, you know, really realize that and process it. I feel like you doing something like that, it helped you kind of understand how everything is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it helps me understand a lot about life. It helps me understand what it takes to be successful at anything that you dedicate your time and your thoughts and your vision and your passion to. And I think that it also helps other people understand at least somewhat what they need to do to become successful at what they're trying to pursue, based on what they're passionate about as well. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the times people don't get to see all of the hard work. Like, I'm sure before you got to this point, you had to practice a lot. You had to rehearse a lot. You had to sit in the mirror, look at yourself in the mirror, and just vision you doing these interviews. It took time. It didn't happen right away. But you stuck with it, and you was patient, and you believed, and you didn't let nobody stop you neither.
Right. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really, really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Well, can you please share some words of motivation to everyone watching my show?
Hey, yo, a whole lot of motivation to everyone watching this. Make sure that y'all pull from the motivation that she's given to us. She's definitely one of the biggest motivators that I've seen in a long time. She's inspiring me to the fullest. And I think we all should give this young lady a round of applause real quick. Come on. We got to give her a round of applause real quick.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Pleasure to meet you.
It was nice meeting you, too.
Thank you so much, love.
Well, guys, I'm here, Mr. Busta Rhymes, and we're having a great time. So until next time, jazzing out.
All right, so I'm gonna wear it on my sleeve. I do wanna cry. Yeah. you know, they told me I got 2 minutes. So I'm gonna try. I was the youngest one of the leaders of the new school and the first one to have a child. My oldest child was a 3-year-old in a Wuha video back in 96. He's 30. He's right here. I went on and I had 5 more kids after that. So I got 6 beautiful children. 5 out of the 6 of them is here. Taziah, Mariah, Casey, Takai, Trillian, and the young boss who's home, Sicario. Now I'm saying all of this to say I was scared when leaders of the new school broke up. Because I ain't never want to be a solo MC. I ain't like the responsibility of making a full song. I'm good with the getting to the 16 bars, busting everybody's ass, and getting up out of here. So I got kicked out the group, and I was scared. If y'all know, I got kicked out the group after Scenario Remix. This is 1993. I ain't put out a solo album until 96 because I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, being that I had to feed my oldest child. So, Scenario had me hot in the street at the time. And I thought that I would use this to my advantage. I knew all of the studios, I knew all of the receptionists that worked at the studios, and I would call them. Who's working in there tonight? And they would tell me. And I would go to this little weed spot. And this is pre-Northern Lights and Dro and Loud, and this is when it was just Chocolate Tie and Skunk and Cess and Indica. So I would go to this location that we will not disclose, and I would get this Chocolate Tie weed, and I would get this slowest burning cigar called White Owl Cigars. And I would call these studio sessions to find out who was in them. And when I found out who was in them, I would just pop up. I knew they was going to be happy to see me anyway, because rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon was popping in the street. So I would pull up to the studio, and I would act like I was working in those studio rooms the night before, and I forgot something in there. Y'all left my rhyme book. I got to get something. I got to look for something. Good to see y'all. Can I come through? But I'm coming in that room, and I got my White Owl cigar of Chocolate Tie burning already. And I knew once I passed it to the MCs that was working in their song in that session, they couldn't kick me out. So, this was my way of finding out how to feed my son. Because when leaders kicked me out, couldn't do the shows and get the show money no more. Promoters wasn't paying us for partial group to show up. Now, don't get me wrong, everything that is Busta Rhymes embodies as far as going to get it and not taking no for an answer came from being a Caribbean, raised in a Jamaican home, and the same determination as leaders of the new school when we wanted to get on. I got to big up Dinko, I got to big up Brown, I got to big up Milo, because we wanted it so bad that we did anything it took to get on. With that point being said, I made sure that when my weed was moving around in that room, in that studio, I would quickly whip up a 16-bar verse before the weed came back to me. And I was able to try to do that quick enough for them dudes to want to hear my verse, and when they asked me what was I doing, I said, let me go in the booth and do it. I ain't telling you my rhyme until you let me in the booth. And I go in the booth, and I spit. They come out the booth. They couldn't hear the song without the rah-rah no more. I did that 3-4 times a week. I go back to the violator office, tell Mona Scott and Chris Lightio, send that invoice for $5,000. Send that one for $10,000. Send that one for $15,000. $30,000-$40,000 a week. I ain't got to split it up with nobody in the group. I like that. Long story short, by default, I pioneered the feature. I'm running out of time. But one more thing. A lot of greatness from our people and our culture is by default, because it's just a magic that we have. You ain't never seen a black caveman, right? You ain't never seen a black caveman, right? Okay, cool. So with that, I'm gonna say, I just am grateful that the blessing that has been bestowed upon me and this gift that I've been given and this fire that continues to burn as a passion in my soul that allows me to get in any situation from the stage to collabing with whoever and making sure that I am far from the weak link, because I enjoy walking away from a situation saying, I bust ass. It's just me trying to do my duty to continue to advance the culture and continue to contribute in a significant way. I see so many people in here that I've known and I've grown with for a long time, and y'all watch me grow, and I love y'all, and I know y'all love me, but I'm a real giver of love. Sometimes I know I might overwhelm you. I want to hug you, and I won't let you go. I shake your hand. I shake it tight. I speak to you from a place. I really want you to know I mean what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I gotta say this. There's nothing that I do that's as great as I do it without my brother Spliff Star. I love you so much. My best friend. My other best friend, DJ Scratch and Tor, we all grew up in East Flatbush, Brooklyn before we went to Long Island. I think I had enough. I really wish I could keep talking this. It took so long to give me this. I got so much to say. Mommy, I love you so much. Thank you for signing my deal when I was 17 at Elektra Records. Sylvia Rhone came over there. Changed my life. Put your hands, woo-ha, everything remains raw. We was busting ass. Sylvia Rhone means so much to me. Mona Scott, you mean so much to me. Sylvia went to Universal. She left Warner. She brought me over there, took me with her. She went to Epic. I'm back with her. Just dropped an incredible record 2 days ago called Beach Ball with me and Bia. It's the anthem for the summer. Now, one thing that I need y'all to know, we're going to stop these little petty beefs that we be doing in rap. This shit is... Y'all messing up the bag. Y'all messing up the energy. I don't like when I talk to these dudes that run these streaming platforms and they talking about, you know, we turning the consumer off because there's so much little this and little that going on with you rappers. We're going to stop that. We're going to love each other, and we're going to get to this money. You know, executives, start promoting everything that can be great in the music, too. It ain't just got to be about the ass shaking and the how much drugs we sold and how much dudes we tied up, how much drugs we doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the Chuck D era and the Kane era, but I'm a timeless great. I rock with all of my new artists. Everything about me is leading the new. That's why my group is called Leaders of the New. Shout out to every new artist that's contributing and doing their job. I love seeing Ice Spice. I love seeing Coi Leray. I love seeing Kendrick. I love seeing J. Cole. I love seeing Wu-Tang. I love seeing Nas. We're going to stop this narrative like we don't love each other. This divide thing, it's corny, it's tired, it's whack. What's really happening is they scared for us to get together. We might give y'all too much information. But we ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you one thing that I loved about the OGs on my block. They might have went to jail when I was 10. And I'm 20 years old and maybe I'm still a knucklehead now and I'm on the block trying to hustle like them. They come home when they 30. And they come back to the block acting like, yo, young boy, let me show you how to do this. And then the young boy say, of course, OG. You know, we salute you, OG. But then the OG don't want to listen to the young boy. When he's trying to tell the young boy what to do, but he don't look the part. He don't smell the part. He don't live the part no more. How you expect the young G to listen to you? You still got to look the part. You still got to be the part. Because you don't want the young G to say, hey, yo, OG, you telling me how to do something, but it don't look like it worked for you no more. We looking good. A lot of us OGs look good. It's important. We want y'all to pull up and we want to give you the information. Because when I needed it, Kane let me come to his crib, a million-dollar crib in Jamaica States. EPMD used to let me come to their crib way out in the Suffolk County area and see all of their real estate. Chuck D used to sit me down and give me the jewels. I got the jewels. I got the arm put around me to school me and show me how to be groomed and well-raised, learn what to do, and take it and apply it and do it, secure the win. Y'all got to do that now. And we're going to do it with y'all because we still busting ass.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Victoria Spivey performing live up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1970s. Also, Howlin' Wolf from Chess Records, of course. Lonnie Johnson will join us as well, playing with the strings on guitar, that is. Five pre-war blues from him. But first, we're going to hear from Bobby Charles. This is from his disc, Walking to New Orleans. This is The Preacher's Daughter. Bobby Charles here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Married him a preacher's daughter. Go to church. church every Sunday night just like he ought to, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Well, he loved that woman and he know he'd treat her right. He met her one day when he was going to college. She wasn't good looking, but she had the knowledge, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Lord, he loved that woman, and he know he'd treat her right. She walked with a wiggle, got a dimple in her jaw. The clothes she wears made out the best of cloth, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Lord, he loved that woman, and he know he treat her right.
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, freshly made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 to 7 Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. More information at their website, sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Well, if I was a taxi swimming in the deep blue sea, big leg women fishing out of me, fishing out of me, Lord, fishing out of oil, man. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will. Well, I went to my baby and I sat down on a step. She said, come on in, Mr. Big Jack. My husband just not left. Lord, my husband just not left. Look at this right here. I put a bell on a buzzer. And you know how to troll. I got a key to the highway. But I gotta let her go. Gotta let her go. Lord, I got to let this big leg woman go. We'll be right back.
that took my baby away. Dust the train that took my baby away. Told me to jump.
jaw of my
There you have Miss Victoria Spivey performing live at the Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival 1973. That song entitled The Brooklyn Bridge Blues. Got that from School Kids Records, an old record store there in Ann Arbor that recorded and put that out back in the 70s. We also heard from Big Jack Johnson from the soundtrack called Deep Blues, which actually is the namesake for this program. That was Catfish Blues there from Big Jack Johnson. Well, up next, we're going to hear from Hound Dog Taylor from a release called Freddy's Blues. Let's see. But this is called Florence's Blues. Also 1972. Live recording up in Cambridge, Mass. Hound Dog Taylor here on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
someday, baby, after a while, you'll be sorry.
Trouble's trouble.